Welcome to Crazy Enough to Win. I'm your host, John Grubbs. Welcome to the podcast. So we have a little known concept that we're going to explore today with a lens on leadership. Now, for those of you who are informed, you may know what the Enneagram is, but I will tell you this. For most people in the leadership world, the Enneagram, or how it relates to leadership, is very little known. So what is the Enneagram and how does it apply to leadership? That's our journey today. Hang on, enjoy the ride. I have something special for you at the end. You don't want to miss it. So in today's, complex tapestry of a workforce, a multi-generational workforce, understanding leadership goes beyond conventional management principles. I mean, it requires a nuanced comprehension of individual differences, motivations, and yes, behaviors. The Enneagram is an ancient personality typing system. No one knows for sure where it originated. And this is how old it is. If you studied or read or enjoyed Homer's Odyssey, each one of the journeys, each one of the destinations in the Odyssey are a point on the Enneagram. That's how old this is. And it offers a profound lens through which we can explore the diverse leadership styles that emerge in modern workplace settings. Sounds exciting, right? So hang on, enjoy the ride. Comprising 9 distinct personality types, the Enneagram provides a framework for understanding the core fears, desires, and motivations that drive individuals at work. And each type possesses a unique strength and potential pitfalls in leadership roles, making it a valuable personal and professional development tool. Think of it like this. For each personality type, there is a wonderful bright spot. And the brighter your light, the darker your shadows. This podcast will begin your shadow work, and I hope you will continue your shadow work for the rest of your lives. So let's delve into each type as it manifests itself in the concept of leadership. So type one is the reformer. Some people call them the perfectionist, and they may have different names depending on whose version of the Enneagram you're looking at, but they're all similar. The types have similar names, and you will see consistencies no matter where you look at this ancient system. So type one, the reformer, the perfectionist. Leaders of this type are conscientious, detail-oriented, and driven by a sense of perfectionism. Is this you? They excel in environments where integrity and adherence to standards are paramount. These are your rule followers. However, the dark side, their insistence on perfections can sometimes lead to rigidity and an inability to delegate effectively. Now, by harnessing their innate sense of responsibility for improvement, ones can foster environments of excellence while remaining open to feedback and flexibility. Are you a type one? Type twos are known as the helper leader. And leaders embodying the helper archetype are empathetic, supportive, and adept at building relationships. They excel in roles that require nurturing and mentorship, fostering a collaborative and inclusive workplace culture. However, their tendency to prioritize others' needs over their own may lead to burnout and difficulty setting boundaries. To thrive as leaders, twos must balance their altruism with self-care and assertiveness, recognizing that their well-being is integral to their effectiveness. Are you a type two? Type threes are the achiever, also known as the performer. These threes are ambitious, results-oriented, and skilled at driving performance. These leaders inspire teams to pursue excellence and set high standards for themselves and others. However, they have a dark side as well. Their relentless pursuit of success may come at the expense of authentic connection and work-life balance. Threes must cultivate self-awareness to maximize their leadership potential by embracing vulnerability and authenticity as catalysts for genuine engagement and fulfillment. Are you a type three? Type four are known as the individualist. Leaders of the four type are reflective, creative, and attuned to emotional nuances. Yeah, they're emotional. They bring insight and originality to their leadership approach, encouraging innovation and self-expression within their teams. However, they have a dark side. Their sensitivity to criticism and feelings of inadequacy may hinder their ability to assert authority and make tough decisions. By embracing their unique perspective and cultivating resilience, fours can harness their emotional intelligence to foster environments of both creativity and authenticity. Are you a type four? Type fives are known as the investigator. They're the analytical, insightful, and independent thinkers who excel in roles that require expertise and strategic foresight. As leaders, they offer invaluable expertise and a penchant for problem solving while guiding their teams with intellectual rigor and precision. However, they have a dark side because their inclination towards withdrawal and detachment may hinder collaboration and interpersonal dynamics. To optimize their leadership impact, fives must balance their quest for knowledge with proactive communication and relationship building while recognizing the value of collective insight and collaboration. Are you a type five? Type six is known as the loyalist. These leaders embody the loyalist archetype. They are loyal, dependable, and skilled at anticipating potential risks and challenges. Some might even call them the worriers. And they excel in roles that demand resilience, adaptability, and focus on contingency planning. However, they also have a dark side, and their tendency towards skepticism and anxiety may breed a culture of distrust and hinder innovation. To harness their leadership potential, sixes must cultivate in their decision-making abilities and foster a sense of trust and empowerment with their teams. Are you a type six? Type seven is known as the enthusiast. These seven leaders are spontaneous and optimistic and adept at inspiring enthusiasm and creativity within their teams. As leaders, they drive in dynamic environments. They thrive in dynamic environments. They love dynamic environments while embracing change and innovation with boundless energy and vision. However, they too have a dark side. Their fear of boredom and aversion to discomfort may lead to a lack of follow-through and accountability. Sevens must cultivate discipline and focus to realize their leadership goals while channeling their enthusiasm into strategic action and sustainable growth. Are you a type 7? Type 8 is known as the challenger leader. Leaders of the 8 type are assertive, decisive, and unafraid to confront challenges head on. They excel in roles that demand courage, vision, and a willingness to champion others' rights and perspectives. They're the fighters. They don't mind a good scuffle. They like to get in there and mix it up. But they too have a dark side. Their assertiveness may border on aggression, potentially alienating team members and stifling collaboration. Eights must balance their strength with empathy and, yes, humility to lead effectively, fostering a culture of empowerment and inclusivity. Are you a type 8? Type 9 is known as the peacemaker. Nines are diplomatic, empathetic, and skilled at fostering team harmony and consensus. As leaders, they excel in roles that require mediation, collaboration, and a focus on relationship building. However, they too have a dark side. Their desire to avoid conflict may lead to indecision and a lack of assertiveness. To maximize their leadership potential, nines must cultivate self-assertion and proactive communication, embracing their unique perspective while fostering an environment of inclusivity and collaboration. Are you a type 9? So the Enneagram offers invaluable insights into diverse leadership styles present in today's multi-generational workforce. Do you realize we have 4 generations in the workplace at this time? We have the baby boomers. We have the Gen Xers. We have the millennials. And now we have Gen Z, also known as the Zoomers. And by understanding each Enneagram's type's core motivations and behaviors, organizations can foster environments of authenticity, collaboration, and yes, growth. Because effective leadership transcends traditional paradigms. A paradigm is a fancy word for a way of thinking. And it transcends, or it goes beyond traditional ways of thinking. And by embracing this rich tapestry of human diversity and potential encoded with the Enneagram's 9 distinct archetypes. So I promised you something really cool at the end. And there's more. So if you've stuck with me this long, you're going to get the gift of the pitfalls. What happens when we lack this self-awareness? What happens when we live in this world of walking sleep, not understanding our own patterns, not understanding how we are strong and what our shadows appear like to others? So here are some blind spots for self-awareness and pitfalls that come through the context of the Enneagram. So if you don't know these things, if you don't have this self-awareness, you are highly likely to have blind spots and biases. And without self-awareness, you as a leader may operate with these blind spots and biases that affect your decision-making and interpersonal interactions. Each Enneagram type has its blind spots. There is something beautiful in each type, and there is something difficult with each type. And things such as perfectionism for the ones or avoidance of conflict for the nines are real blind spots. And when we fail to recognize these tendencies, it can lead to misunderstandings, it can lead to conflict, and it can certainly lead to suboptimal outcomes with your team. Another pitfall is ineffective communication. When we don't know our personality type, we don't know the good and the bad in all 9 types, we may lack self-awareness that can hinder effective communication, as leaders may be unaware of how their words and actions impact others. For example, A 3 leader driven by achievement may inadvertently prioritize results over employee well-being, leading to disengagement and resentment. Leaders can adapt their communication style by cultivating self-awareness to foster trust, collaboration, and team alignment. Another pitfall to not knowing yourself, this walking sleep that I refer to as a lack of self-awareness, is stagnation and resistance to change. Leaders who lack self-awareness may resist feedback and cling to familiar patterns, inhibiting personal and organizational growth. For instance, a 5 leader entrenched in their expertise may struggle to embrace new perspectives or innovation while stifling creativity and adaptability. By knowing their blind spots and embracing continuous learning, leaders can navigate change with resilience and openness. Another pitfall is micromanagement and control. With self-awareness, leaders may succumb. Well, without self-awareness, leaders may succumb to micromanagement tendencies driven by a fear of failure or loss of control. This tendency can undermine autonomy, can undermine morale, and it can undermine productivity within teams. A type 8 leader, for example, may exert excessive control to maintain authority, stifling creativity and initiative. These leaders can cultivate trust, empower their teams, and delegate effectively by fostering self-awareness. Another pitfall is burnout and stress. Leaders who lack self-awareness may neglect their well-being, leading to burnout and diminished performance. Each Enneagram type has distinct stress patterns, such as overwork for 3s or avoidance for 9s, which can manifest when lacking self-awareness. Leaders can model healthy behaviors and sustain long-term effectiveness by prioritizing self-care and recognizing their limits. Pretty cool, right? Another pitfall is undermined team dynamics. If you have a lack of self-awareness, you can actually erode your team's dynamics and cohesion, leading to dysfunction and disengagement. For instance, a type 4 leader's focus on individuality and emotional depth may inadvertently alienate team members who prioritize pragmatism and collaboration. Leaders can cultivate empathy, understand diverse perspectives, and build inclusive teams by fostering self-awareness. All right, one more. Here's one more pitfall by not knowing your Enneagram type and both the bright and dark side of your personality. The final pitfall is missed opportunities for growth. Because without self-awareness, leaders may overlook personal and professional growth opportunities, limiting their impact and effectiveness. Each Enneagram type has unique growth paths and developmental areas, such as embracing vulnerability for 3s or assertiveness for 9s. By embracing self-awareness as a catalyst for growth, leaders can unlock their full potential and inspire others to do the same. So if you're incorporating and understanding these pitfalls caused by a lack of self-awareness into leadership development initiatives, if it can empower leaders to cultivate greater self-awareness, resilience, and effectiveness in today's multi-generational workforce. So I'm curious. I would love your feedback on this. If you know your Enneagram number, you can reach out to me at www.johngrubbs.com. That's www.johngrubbs.com. That is my website, and there are places where you can interact with me. There are a ton of free videos and access to my articles that you can have. And if you go there, you can actually have a free copy of one of my leadership books. It's on the homepage, about middle ways down on the right. You can download one of my leadership books for free. This book sells for $20 on Amazon. And people say, John, why do you give your book away? Why are you giving your book away on your website? Well, you just gave me the most precious gift one human can give another, and that is your time. And my book is my gift to you for giving me that special gift. Now, this podcast is for people who go against the grain. This podcast is for people who take the road less traveled. This podcast is for people who are crazy. Crazy enough to think differently, act differently, lead differently, and live differently. This podcast is for people crazy enough to win. Until next time.